Hey, everybody. Welcome to Edge of Wonder. Did you see that finally a clear UFO pic was released? It's maybe the clearest one we've ever seen. But my question is, why was it hidden for 32 years? Nick Pope. And speaking of hidden truths, was Anne Heche's death just a tragic accident, or is there more to the story? From government cover-ups to questions of conspiracies, this live show is going to take a deep dive into the unknown. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome to Edge Wonder. I'm Rob, and this is Ben. We're investigative researchers who expose covered-up truths like the big oil industrial complex and its hold on the world's energy. We unearth hidden history, like how the communists tried to erase Tartaria from the history books, and we share information the mainstream media won't discuss, like sightings of dragons. Yeah, dragons. And we explore humanity's buried spiritual potential, like the Tao of Star Wars, and if the Force is real, according to Ben.
I think it is. But if you like what we do and want to support our work, please consider subscribing to Rise.tv. Today, we have some amazing UFO footage we're going to show you exclusively on Rise TV and a personal video I took of what might be UFOs in Miami. For just $9.99 a month on Rise TV, you get access to our full live shows with an exclusive Q&A. We have original Edge of Wonder series like our near-death experiences, Power of the Mind, War on Children, and Hitler's Search for Relics of Power. We have shows from other content creators like Man in America and Chronicles of a Psychic Spy. Plus, we have movies, comedy, and more on Rise TV. Can't wait to see you there in our live chats with our awesome Rise TV community. But for now, let's get started talking about government cover-ups, the Calvine UFO, and the Anne Heche conspiracy. We'll see you guys out.
On the edge of Ellen DeGeneres.
Well, that definitely plays into what we're going to be talking about with that. But
this really isn't a conspiracy about Anne Heche. It's a conspiracy about Ellen DeGenerate.
Can we say that? Well, is it? That's the big question.
Or is it? I mean, yeah. Definitely the gang she hangs out with, probably. I think it was really Ellen DeGeneres in that fireman outfit. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, we'll get into that. First, let's talk about this, the Calvine UFO that everyone is now dubbing. Okay, so to me, this is huge because ever since we started Edge of Wonder, I have been looking for this photo. I've been like scouring the dark net and everything I can do. All I could really find was a drawing. It was like a drawing of the, it wasn't even a drawing of the original photo. It was a drawing of the, of like the rendering. And everyone's getting confused online. A lot of people are like, hey, this is fake. And it's like, no, wait, that's the rendering that Nick Pope, I think, created a while ago to show what the actual photo looked like without actually showing what the photo looked like. So this is the actual rendering. And so this is the rendering, again, not the real photo. And people are getting confused online because they're like, wow, you know, but it's like, no, you guys, actually, this is the rendering. So Nick Pope finally came out because he's been talking about this specific photo since we started Edge of Wonder, probably before that. And we're gonna show this clip of Nick Pope actually from Rob and I. He was like, I think he was the first person we ever interviewed.
No. James Scott was, but he was
okay. So he was the second person we ever interviewed. That's right. So Nick Pope, so he worked for the British Ministry of Defense, which is also called the MOD, for about 21 years. From 1991 to 1994, they created a UFO project division where they investigated UFOs and whatnot. And Nick was the head of that division from 91 to 94. And so, so let's play this clip, Lindsay. This is actually Rob and I interviewing Nick Pope back in March of 2018. This is pretty funny, actually.
A few short months. You must have seen a lot of weird footage of UFOs, unidentified flying objects, all across Britain, a lot of different reports. Can you tell us what the weirdest thing you saw was?
Well, we had an absolute archive of photos and videos. I think the strangest thing was when I started that job, there was a huge enlargement of a photograph on the office wall opposite where I sat. And it was a huge diamond-shaped silver craft. And this was something that my predecessor had dealt with. And it was almost literally like the poster on Fox Mulder's wall in the X-Files. It didn't have "I want to believe" written on it, but it you know, pretty much might have done. This was apparently looked at by intelligence specialists, and they said, "We have no idea what it is. It's not an aircraft. It's not a drone. It's unknown." And it was massive. And this was a picture taken in Scotland in August in broad daylight.
All right. Kind of going back, you can stop it there. So the image that they showed, actually, that was also just like a rendering. It wasn't like a real image of the thing, because it didn't, the original image of it didn't exist prior to when this actually came out, to like last week.
Thanks for keeping my derp face on extra long there, Lindsay.
You want me to pull it back up? We can zoom in
actually,
even.
I would recommend it, actually.
Yeah. So Rob, why don't you read? So okay, so every once, well, Lindsay, let's show the photo first, and then let's read what Nick. So this original, the original post was from the UAPmedia.uk, and they post a lot of UFO related content, and that's who broke the story originally. Was this link right here that Lindsay will bring up, and this is the original.
Is it in there?
That is not the right link.
That's probably a UFO there, though.
There is a UFO. We're gonna talk about that later, but here's another one that's a really clear UFO. I was like, oh, that was something we were gonna talk about. So sorry about that. Why don't you just pull up the Daily Record one? No, wait, that's not the right one either. What the heck? Okay, sorry, Mail Plus. I think they have it here. Yeah. Okay. They have it here. So what's confusing. A lot of the media are using the rendering and they're getting confused, but this is the real actual photo now that we're looking at, like the real legit photo. And I think what makes this so fascinating is that there was multiple witness accounts. You have an official document, a witness document that was signed and it was given to the Ministry of Defense in Scotland at the time, and then all the hype around like Nick Pope and a bunch of other people kind of talking about this photo. So it was supposed to be unsealed somewhere in 2021, but they decided to not publish it until 2071.
Well, Ben, what was the image that you had at the very beginning of the show? Because it was way clearer than that one you just pulled up. The one at the very beginning of the show?
The very beginning. So according to Nick Pope, that is... Why don't you pull up Nick Pope's tweet, Lindsay, and you can read this, Rob. So according to Nick Pope, that one is a render.
This is just... See how much clearer this is than the one you just showed? Okay.
I know. They're saying it's a rendering. Maybe it's not, but...
No, this is way clearer than that one. I don't think this is a rendering.
Yeah, I know, but they're saying it's a rendering. Like the plane in the photo is not like the whole thing was a rendering, but I could be wrong about it. But
maybe this is the real one that they're claiming was a rendering.
That could be too. But I mean, so this thing is 100 feet in length. So this thing is not small. And according to the witnesses whose names have been redacted from the actual document, no one knows who took this photo aside from the people that they reported it to.
Well, it was someone in the air.
No, they were on the ground. There were two hikers in the area. And it's this is but
they
kind
must
of,
have been very high up to take this. Like
they were, well, this is so this is in Scotland in this area. And I have it here. Where was it? Oh man. We're gonna get there in a minute. Where
so they were standing on their bagpipes and took a photo.
But anyway, so they heard they actually what happened was they heard the jet. Because they said that that didn't make any noise whatsoever.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't.
And then they just happened to have the cameras and they kind of hid behind like this giant rock when everything was going on. And they took six photos of it. And they said the plane actually did like a loop around it. So it kind of like flew past it and then like circled back around. And then it just like took off like without a sound. It just took off.
Yeah, okay. This is what I'm saying. Like, this is not very clear.
No, it's not.
But this is reportedly the original photo. And then, Lindsay, is it possible to pull a side-by-side up where you show us this next to the original image that was reportedly a rendering?
Yeah, if you could put that side-by-side.
No, but I can pull them up quickly after one after another.
We really got to fix our tech here.
I could actually, Lindsay, just take a screenshot of each one and then just do a screen share of your, of the photos. You could do that way. So you don't have to have a link. And actually while she's getting that, because it would be good to kind of see them side by side. It's really fascinating because obviously if this is a rendering, whoever did this clearly saw the original photograph.
They were using the original photo
mm-hmm.
to make this.
I mean, yeah, definitely. 100%.
All right, we're going to work on getting a side-by-side here, guys, because it's yeah. important that we look at these together.
So what's fascinating is that this area of Scotland where it was taken, there's a loch called Loch Tummel, I think it's called. Mm. It's T-U-M-M-E-L. And believe it or not, there's actually a cryptid that supposedly lives in this lake or loch. So what's crazy
Did
is
you
that
call it Ear Loch?
No, I said it's
what was its name?
Tummel, T-U-M-M-E-L. I think it's Tummel or Tummel.
It's like a Loch Ness monster.
Yeah.
Sibling.
So what's crazy about Scotland is that there's about 12 like monsters that live in almost all the lochs in Scotland. And it's not like Loch Ness Monster just happens to be the most famous one, but there's actually about 12 of them. And we're doing an episode, you guys, for Edge of Wonder, all about cryptids on the seas. And we're going to get into the Loch Ness Monster.
Basically, the entire episode is about the craziest cryptid of them all, Aleister Crowley, right, Ben?
That is true. And how it connects to the Loch Ness Monster right. and possibly the other cryptids around in Scotland also could potentially relate to Aleister Crowley. So we're going to get into all that in a future episode that we're going to record here in a couple weeks, actually. So I don't even want to begin to say how to pronounce this word. Maybe you can do it, Rob.
I'd love to.
This B-U Barack
Barack Obama. Barack Obama. That's the name of a cryptid in Scotland.
That's seriously what it looks like. I'm just yeah, it's B-U-A-R-A-C-H, and then the other word is B-H-A-O-I.
Where
I'm
is
not
it?
Even sure. You want to try to take a go at that?
I have to see it in order to have
it's in the doc. We have, but according to the local tourism, this creature, whatever it's called, it's like a giant leech type creature, and it likes to feed on horses, and it comes out of the water, wraps its whole body around a horse, pulls it into the water, and slowly drains its blood as the horse dies and drowns.
I'm sorry, I cannot find what you're talking about in here.
If you look at the Holy Grail of hard evidence.
Oh, it's one, that.
Yeah, sorry. And then it's the first sentence right here.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it is. It's Barack.
Barack.
Boy. It's like Barack boy.
That's what it looks like. I don't know. I wonder if there's anyone from Scotland in our chat. They would be able to probably tell us a lot more about what's going on here with this. But I am studying all about the cryptids of Scotland right now. So I was like, this is very fascinating. So yeah, we're definitely going to get into all of that in a future episode, though, for sure. Because yeah, there's also a horse, like a dark horse type cryptid found in Scotland too. And there's like a dozen of them, not just Nessie. And actually, Nessie has like a sister, and it's in another
lock. Nessa.
I forget what her name is. But anyway.
It's got to be Nessa.
Yeah. I don't know why they call it a sister. It may not be a boy or a girl. I mean, who knows? Anyway. But yeah. So, okay. So the whole story about this photo and why it came out now, this is really fascinating because there's this guy named Greg Lindsay who worked for the newspaper at the time. And so the Daily Record. So in 1990, there was this Daily Record and they got the original photos. And surprisingly, the Daily Record didn't end up running the photos.
Them?
Yeah, publishing.
Why?
That's the question. It's like, what happened? So the two guys that took it made the report. They sent it to the MOD. Then they went to the Daily Record and was like, hey, we got these. And they gave them the original file or photos. And so the MOD got really interested in this. And so they started investigating. And then, Greg Lindsay, who was the MOD press officer that dealt with the case itself. I'm sorry. I've said the Daily Record. He was at the MOD press talking to the Daily Record. What right. happened was, is that the editor for the Daily Record, hold on. I'm trying to find where I am right now, because this is real. I don't want to get this wrong, what he was related to, because this is mind blowing. It's like one of those things where you're just like, how can this even
okay, so convinced happen? They just seen a UFO. They took their photos to the Daily Record, one of Scotland's leading newspapers, but no story was ever printed. The paper passed the pictures on to the Ministry of Defense, who then sent them on to imagery analysis at JARIC, Joint Air Reconnaissance Intelligence mm-hmm. Center. And then the photograph simply vanished along with the two young chefs. So they vanished too. Is that?
Well, no one knows who they are. No one knows where they went to. No one knows who they are. Their names have been redacted. And this Greg Lindsay guy hopes that they'll come out now that this has actually gone public, because if they come out, then they can tell their side of the story.
So it's not possible to identify the object in the center of the frame. However, the evidence presence suggests that this object was in front of the camera in the position shown when the photograph was captured. Gee, thanks. Thus it follows that this is either a genuine unidentified flying object or this in the sky, or that any construction or manipulation used to create this effect occurred in front of the camera and not in the capturing of the scene on film, nor in the subsequent processing and printing of the image. The results of this analysis are consistent with and supported the claim heritage of the print. So basically what they're saying is, after forensic analysis, the photograph wasn't tweaked. This was something that happened on camera. So we're rooting everything out of foul play here, except what the camera was actually photographing.
Exactly. And so, okay, here it is. Yeah. So the Daily Record's decision not to publish the story is intriguing. And the author of this one article, he's writing about this. Had it been spiked by a D notice, which is a gagging order based on national security concerns served by the MOD. Now he's asking this. While this might sound something from TV like the X-Files, he's saying my fellow ufologist Matthew Isley discovered that the record's editor, the late Indell Laird, had been a member of the MOD's D-Notice Committee at the time. So the same guy who's on the committee for the MOD that does the gagging order is the same. He's also the editor for the Daily Record.
How convenient.
So obviously that's why it didn't get published. But the guy who worked at the MOD office, this Greg Lindsay guy, he kept all of this in an envelope, and he still has the original envelope that it came in, and he had it hidden in his desk for 32 years, waiting for somebody to ask him about it.
So yeah, that guy's name is Craig Lindsay.
Yeah. Okay, so we need a break for a trailer, and then when we get back, we'll get more into this and why he decided to come out with it now. So
Nick Pope.
Leathery wings, scaly body, razor sharp teeth, deadly claws. A gallant knight on the hero's quest. Slays the monstrous beast and rescues the princess. The fire-breathing dragon is no more. The creatures that hide in our skies have been spotted for millennia. Were the legends just written for storybooks? Is it really coincidence that ancient artists on opposite sides of the globe all depicted dragons? What secrets have our textbooks on dinosaurs entirely left out? Maybe intentionally. From the historical to the spiritual, from good dragons to evil, this is an exploration of epic proportions into the mysterious world of dragons. So come, journey forth with us, Knights of Wonder, and explore the tales of the cryptids in episode 1, Dragons.
Wow. OTAB's voice at the beginning of that was something.
Yeah, it is definitely.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Oh, so this guy named Vinny Adams, and he's the guy who works at this UAP media, and he was working.
I just have a question before we start
this
conversation about Vinny. What business does someone from the UK have with the first name Vinny? That just sounds like this guy's gonna break someone's legs.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I was gonna say it's
Vinny.
Yeah, it's like a very like Brooklyn kind of
it is
mob name.
Yeah. Vinny Adams funny. Of the UAP. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, so they were working with this UAP media, who were the first ones to publish it, and they found the original print, which was directly from the negatives, and then the original envelope. And then that's what Craig Lindsay had the whole time. And so they were just kind of all working together, and then they decided to just release it because the MOD thought, I think they thought they had everything. This is the original stuff. So
program to declassify and release its entire archive of files. And this is an image from one of the files. And it's
right. Well, no, maybe that. Yeah, I don't know.
That was Nick Pope. What was he showing? Nick Pope.
I don't. It was just some link. But you try again. It's weird. Every time you click on the link, Nick Pope just starts talking.
Imagine if that was your phone alarm when you woke up.
Is it playing sound?
Yeah, it automatically plays. You can just turn off.
I muted the site. I thought you can't hear that. I can't hear it.
Yeah, try it one more time.
Hmm.
And see. But anyway, that was the original envelope, and they made a copy. He secretly kind of had a copy. He kept everything in this original envelope in a desk, and then it just kind of came out. And I think they were like, hey, this is supposed to come out anyway, so we might as well bring it out. So it was supposed to release on January 1st, 2021. But then they said because of, like, security concerns that it couldn't be released till 2017.
What security concerns?
That's, I don't know. The names, they're like the names of the people who took it. And it's like, well, they just redacted it on the original memo anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Security concerns were Nick Pope concerned about his own life for letting something leak, probably.
We still didn't read what Nick Pope said about this. Lindsay, can you actually pull that?
Yeah, what did Nick Pope say about this?
And then you can read
what Nick Pope said.
Yeah, you can read this.
There's no way a man working in that department can be that undecided about UFOs.
I 100% agree. And it's not, I think like they just weren't prepared for it to be released. And so he didn't have an official statement. So if you want to read this, Rob.
While I'm not able to comment on the provenance of the image that some believe is the Calvin UFO photo, that sounds like Nick Pope frost at its best, that I had at the Ministry of Defense, the clip at the link is the best recreation I've seen of what happened when the witness encountered the UFO. Now, so what date is this?
This is just the other day he published this.
Okay, let me read that one more time.
Yeah.
Go back up. Not able to comment on the provenance of the image that some believe is the Calvin UFO photo that I had at the Ministry of Defense. The clip at the link is the best recreation I've seen of what happened when the witness encountered the UFO. Okay, so this clip right here.
Yeah, which goes back to the image that he posted, which he's claiming is the rendering of it. So I don't know why, you know, the fact that he's not commenting on it, whether it's like true or false, kind of shows me that it is the genuine thing. So this is the photo that he had while he was saying at the Ministry of Defense, that was the big photo hanging on the wall. So I don't know. Pretty crazy stuff. But to me, anyway, I think this is really big for me because there's so much hype around this thing. It's very famous. So many people have been trying to find the original photo, and there's a lot of factual evidence to back up the fact of what these two saw. And it's very clear, you know, I mean, granted, yeah, it is from the 90s, but still it is really a clear shot and how it was taken. So to me, this is like really significant, but the question is, what is this? And what do you think, Rob? I'm kind of curious to hear your thoughts on what you think.
Well, Lindsay, can you pull the image of the UFO back up? Not Nick Pope's, the actual image that they say leaked. Can you pull that up? It'd be good to have that up while we're discussing it. Okay. And maybe, is it possible to zoom out a little bit? Yeah, good. Keep going. Okay. Yeah, I mean, anyone can say what they want, but that is an unidentified flying object, and I don't think it's the kind that the military's made, because this thing is diamond shaped, not like TR-3B shaped, you know,
right?
Not triangular. And it almost, like, it is interesting that on the right side of this, if you zoom in a little now, Lindsay, see, there is that little bit of distortion right there. And it almost looks as if there's a little tail on it or something like that. But I don't.
Interesting.
What I've heard about the technology that is being used for these is that they actually change shape in the air. And I'm wondering if potentially this thing is... Actually, have you ever seen Flight of the Navigator?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how, like, the craft in Flight of the Navigator would, like, kind of almost mysteriously change shape? Like, one moment it would be one like this, and then it would turn a little, and all of a sudden it was, like, really pointing, you know, like... I'm wondering if that was, like, accurate in terms of what it's like to be around. Yeah.
Yeah. That thing, which does kind of morph and change.
Somebody.
Yeah. And a lot of people have been been bringing this up to me recently.
Luna's ma said it's the propeller and that other thing. That's hilarious. I still like calling you Lunasma. But anyway, I think if you pull that back up, Lindsay. So what's interesting about this? No, not the Flight of the Navigator thing, like the actual UFO, you silly goose. She's like, I'll just show you some more Flight of the Navigator pics.
They're so much clearer than these ones.
Yeah, no, I know. Okay, yeah, now zoom out a little again. You almost see it better when you zoom out. Yeah, it's really interesting. It just looks... This is an alien craft of some sort.
You think so, really?
I do. I don't think this is military. I do. Like, look at it. Does that really give you the vibe of something that humans created?
No, it's interesting, and it really makes me wonder what kind of metal or what substance is really being used there. And I think the fact that it's diamond shape, it's not anything like you stated. It's not anything like we've seen. Now, one of the things that some of the people that were like one of the guys that was writing this, and he got into UFOs in the 90s after the Randlesham incident, which is like the Roswell of Britain, basically for right. us. And he was a journalist for some media in the 90s. And he's been super fascinated with UFOs. So he's been following the story way longer than we have, actually, since he first heard about it in the 90s. So his impression was that it could be, at the time, the Aurora spy plane from the US. So the Aurora, so when they retired the SR-71 and made it public, and then, you know, everyone knew about it, obviously they had something different, because that came out to the public. And the next thing that they were working on was the SR-91, which is the Aurora spy plane. And there's actually, there are photos of that. And was built.
Do you have those?
Do we
have photos of those?
Yeah. It kind of looks like the SR-71 though. And what some people are saying that, oh, this is probably the plane. And it's like, I don't think so. This looks too much.
So this is what they're reporting was that thing in the sky.
Yeah, which is like, which is called the Aurora SR-91.
Give me a break. This still looks like a classic, like cooler looking human plane.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
This now, is not that.
This came out somewhere in the late 80s, I think, very early 90s or late 80s. I think it was the late 80s. And this could travel at Mach 6, which is very fast, few thousand miles per hour anyway.
That's like the Tom Cruise mobile from Top Gun.
And it can fly at an altitude of 90,000 feet.
Isn't it crazy how much this looks like a shark?
True.
You know, like an aerodynamic shark in the sky, you know? Mm-hmm.
And there was actually, there was five planes that were developed at Area 51, and this is one of them. And now these are all declassified, where you can actually find which planes were built. Most of them that are declassified are I think the most recent one is the Nighthawk, which basically looks like a stealth bomber. But yeah, if you scroll down a little bit, we'll just kind of show these planes briefly. And then there's one called the Bird of Play. But basically, yeah, so that's from like the 50s, coming out of World War II. And keep scrolling down, Lindsay. There's the one I'm thinking of is... where'd it go?
Those are cool looking, but those still don't look cool. There's like, what's that? That's a stealth plane.
Yeah. It's called F-11's that one right there. That's the Nighthawk. Now, this probably looks the closest thing to it, but it's still, this still isn't the right shape. Because it this thing, what makes the diamond UFO so crazy is that it doesn't have wings. It's just this diamond, gigantic 100-foot diamond flying in the sky. Basically.
Yeah, this is way different than that, dude. Also,
it's totally different. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it is quite possible that it's something, but I don't know for sure, you know? So, but yeah, it really is pretty fascinating. And, yeah, I mean, I actually personally, I don't know what it really is. I've been trying to figure it out too.
You mean the picture?
The picture, what, you know, is it alien? Is it like one of us? You know,
so, yeah. Do you think that this is military or alien?
Well, other people are saying it could be something from Russia or Germany as well. This is coming out of the Cold War. It's like right at the end of the Cold War. The Berlin Jet Wall hasn't.
It wouldn't be Germany, I don't think, but so, Russia. Maybe.
Possibly. Yeah, I don't know. You know, but I
don't get that hit off of it though.
I kind of think you're onto something that this may actually be something seeing something more extraterrestrial. So
well, and it may not be extraterrestrial, but it's certainly something that's carried over maybe from another dimension. I don't know how this technology works, you know, like something that's just not terrestrial. That's not of this plane. I don't think. And even if it is, that technology didn't come from here. You know?
Right.
I don't think so.
No, 100% agree with you. Yeah. The technology definitely did not come from here, no matter what. Yeah. And obviously, that's what's going on in Area 51 too, right? There are reverse engineering things. But and now we have like the TR-3B, and this isn't anything I've ever really seen. Like, you know, of course there's like the all these various different UFOs, like the Tic Tac UFO, which is just like more just.
Oh yeah. Can Lindsay, is it possible to pick up to show an image of the Tic Tac UFO on you guys? You can see, I got paint on my hands. I was painting one of my walls today. Sorry. Let's look at this hand. It's all over it. I'm a mess. Yeah, I think there are very, very different UFOs. And, you know, I've seen video of some of these UFOs where they just change shape in the air. Like one moment they look square or diamond, and the next they're circular. And then. Now, is this a rendering of that?
No, I don't know, man. And this is what's so confusing. It's like, these things come out and then people are like, oh, here's a rendering of it. And it's like, then everyone gets confused on what's real and what's fake.
And then they just use that to discredit anyone talking about these images.
Yeah,
there's the original. That's the original, I think.
But I think you're right, because this, when you really look at it, it's like kind of, it almost looks like it is morphing and changing. And I mean, I know there's like, I've seen so many videos of that with my, like, of people that I know who've taken pictures of UFOs and stuff, and you can see it changing and morphing. Like you said, it starts, it almost looks like a cube, and then it kind of morphs into almost like a star and goes into different aspects of it. And it's like, you know, I think that all this is very fascinating. And the fact that that plane was following it, which is from, it seems like some kind of military plane,
you know,
makes me even wonder more.
Lindsay, you're kind of making a good point here in our doc. Do you want to tell us what you think about the rendering versus the actual photo?
Sure. So this is the rendering we're looking at, and it struck me that this really looks like they added seams here.
Yeah, and like a fin at the end, almost to make it look more human.
Right. And I kind of think that that's on purpose, whether it's for nefarious purposes or not, I don't know. But where they're coming from as an artist's rendering is to make this look like, okay, if we built this thing, what would it look like given that it's blurry in the original? So we're going to add seams here where it might have connected, because these have to be flat planes. And there's so many assumptions they're making here that it has to be whatever way for it to be possible to work.
Interesting. But yeah, the original
The original one now. Okay, now if you close up on the original one, there is a different feeling to that, for sure.
It actually looks like there's no seams.
It does seem like this middle center part does look like it has a hole or something.
Yeah, I know. I thought that too.
And you know, zoom out and you can see it even better. See?
Yeah.
Almost like that end and then the other end both have a similar thing jutting out. You see, because on the right, there's that thing jutting out too, you know?
Right. Yeah. And actually,
diamond then.
Yeah. Really,
think about it.
I mean, it really almost is because a lot of the actual crafts that are extraterrestrial in nature, they won't have, from what everything that I've heard, it's like the, you know, and it's the crafts that we see on TV and in movies as well. Like the Flight of the Navigator, same thing with the Arrival. All these crafts are just like seamless. There's just one. It's like you couldn't even figure out where it starts and where it ends, and there's no
line. True, but it could have been morphing in air when the photo was taken. That's the thing.
Could be too. It's hard to say. Because
we've seen that. I mean, we've seen footage of that, you know?
Yeah, it's super fascinating. I mean, one other theory of why it could be us building it is the fact that where it was located, and supposedly it was like in a remote area. Scotland at the time, like they didn't think anyone was going to be there, and then these two guys are there. That's not one of the theories, but I have no idea. And like, why Scotland? You know, especially if it was made in the U.S., why would it be flying over Scotland? But one interesting thing is that in Tom Cruise in the new movie Top Gun, he's flying that dark star
is what
it's called. Yeah, and he's going at Mach 10. Mach 10 is actually about roughly like 7,000 miles. And if you were traveling at that fast, you could travel the whole Earth in 4 hours. Mm. So that's pretty fast, in other
words. Pretty fast.
Yeah. but there it is. And, the gravitational waves, or not gravitational waves, but the G-force, I'm trying to say, would
destroy your body.
Yeah, faster than that.
That's
right.
The thing is, the
so that's what's fascinating about this, because the guys who took the photo said it was flying over and then it just shot up straight in the air.
Let me share my theory here. The reason why airplanes have stayed looking exactly how they look in the 60s is basically to keep us off the trail of actually following exactly what they're doing. Anyone who creates any kind of technology that pushed propulsion and stuff like that was hidden, I believe, very quickly. And that has been kept the same so that we're not aware of the actual technology that they've been developing, because the only way to go faster they would have found at a certain point isn't to push the dark star where Tom Cruise is going Mach 10, because it'll destroy the human body. The way to do that actually is to generate your own gravitational field that neutralizes all of the G forces, and then you can go exponentially faster, as fast as you want, using whatever technology that you need. So that part would have been essential, and they would have kept that hidden.
Exactly. And that's what's weird about the Tic Tac UFO, because it's traveling. And then they said it's traveling like, let's say, like 3,000 miles. And then like on a dime, it just like shifts direction. So it's like going one way and then like a 90 degree turn, just completely going the other way. And one, you can't do that in any kind of plane that exists, traveling 3,000 miles an hour. Like you just can't do that. And the G-force would pretty much just kill you at that point.
Like stopping and then moving, forget it.
Yeah,
impossible.
There's no way you can. Yeah. And then like just stopping in midair too. It's like, you can't do that. So, not without like some kind of technology that we have. So it's interesting. I'm definitely going to keep an eye on all this. I'm super, I was super excited when this came out, because to me, it really shows that this stuff is real. And this is one of the biggest things I think for the ufology people out there, this is like a big deal to everybody. Like, this is like big, even though it doesn't seem like it. It's just, like I said,
it's big because it's like getting a clear photo of Bigfoot.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, in a lot of ways. Like, that's how hidden these photos have been for the longest time.
Yeah.
All right, Ben.
Let's have a trailer, and then we'll get into... Okay. What are you going to say?
Yeah, that's okay. Yes, we can do that. Let's do that.
Well, what were you going to say?
Something along those lines. So go ahead.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, let's have a trailer, and we'll get into Anne Heche.
All right, sure. I'll ask the question when we get back from the trailer.
Sounds good.
All right.
Was the fate of Atlantis a warning for humanity? We're often told that the ancients valued morality, being in harmony with nature and the universe. But what happens when moral values plummet and human greed takes over? An Edge of Wonder series.
But if you thought this was just going to be a boring history lesson, here comes the controversy.
A redacted CIA document. Psychic predictions come true. The Nazi secret search. Movies, technology, Plato, and more. What would it mean for humanity to find Atlantis?
One of the more fascinating aspects in the search for Atlantis is a declassified document that is right in the CIA's archives online.
Huh. What do you know?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Okay, Ben.
Yep.
What do you think is weirder? This photo of the UFO or Anne Heche jumping out of a stretcher to not be shoved into an ambulance before being carried off and being reported dead?
You know, when you were kind of telling me about this the other day before we really kind of get, before I really like looked into it, and I was just like, ah, man, I don't know. You know, it's like all these
conspiracies. And then you saw it.
then I saw it and I'm like, this
then
is
you
really
saw it
weird.
And you were like, what the hell, which was my response.
Yeah, probably. I don't know what is weirder, honestly. You know, I almost think I would almost say the Anne Heche is weirder, because I've seen so many UFOs that it's like, to me, it's, they're not weird anymore. It's more like, when is everything going to come out wherever the world's going to learn for the truth? Like, UFOs actually exist. And
okay, like, no, think about, for the longest time, or maybe we just were all asleep and we didn't notice this stuff, but it seems like the cabal has been getting really sloppy over the last couple of years. Like, so many things are leaking. Like, they keep messing up. Like, they go to kill someone and then, you know, they just grew up.
Everything seems very sloppy, and I think it's because they're just getting away with stuff for so long that it's like, who's going to report on it? Media's not going to report on it. Anybody talking about it, we can just censor them. That's what I think is kind of happening. So, all right, let's definitely show that. So I was shocked because, one, I was having a hard time finding the images until I went on Twitter. Then I kind of found stuff on Twitter, but I did a search on Google for Anne Heche conspiracy video, and I got this entire thing that popped up that was like, it looks like their search results below are changing quickly. So we're like,
so we're censoring that information to keep criminal activity at bay.
Oh, man, there is an echo.
Criminal activity? Well, we better censor that so no one can find out the truth of what really happened. And let's let that murder happen.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, yeah, there it is. That's the
Sparks screen. Conspiracy theories. How about the fact that she jumped up like... I mean, it was like she jumped up to get out of the stretcher. I mean, that was crazy.
Yeah, we're going to show that video, actually.
Yeah, can we pull that up?
Yeah. Let me... man, I have a lot of stuff here. Actually, I don't... I probably have too much stuff here in this article. Okay, original video from Fox News. Here, Lindsay, I'm going to put your name here. And let's see, she found it. So this is the original video that's going live when the Fox News... Now, the Fox News reporter, for some reason, says he instead of she, but he means she. I think, I don't know if he got confused or what, or if he was trying to say her name.
Or if he was trying to use her new pronoun. I mean, we don't know. It's a,
I was joking in the chat earlier.
Are these toys or is this actually like...
No, this, real. This is the real
thing. Are you going to play this, Lindsay?
Yeah, I said, hold on, we were talking for a second, but she can play it now. Yeah.
Moving that was going on the other side of the vehicle.
Now watch this.
Oh my gosh, he's completely alive. He was trying to quick moving that was going on the other side of the vehicle. Oh my gosh, he's completely alive.
What's crazy about this is it was like they had the whole sheet over her. Like it was, what people are saying is almost like a body bag. Because it almost looks like she has to like unzip it and come out of it. That's what got me, actually.
You know what it kind of looks like? She's like, watch, ready? She unzips. She's like, oh, my foot's really itchy. Just let me scratch it. And they shoved her in.
Her foot is badly burned, actually. That I can say in the close-up of the photos. You can't see it in this, but you can see it in the photo. And... she does have, I think she has like a tank top on, but I could be wrong about that, but I thought she has a tank top. So this is really fascinating. I was reading some of the comments on some of these articles. There's somebody named Marty and posted on one of these articles that said, I worked as a paramedic for 28 years and I've never seen someone burst out of a body bag. That's what it appears to be. Okay. Somebody wanted this woman dead. The firefighters and the medics need to be brought in about this. Something is very wrong here. I would say she knows some bad crap on some important people. So this is also interesting because then this guy named or someone named Zordana 9 asks the question, was her car controlled by somebody else? It was as if her foot was locked onto it, no slowing or anything. And they go on to say, I know the CIA have done this to some other people before. So this is interesting because when we were doing our, I didn't even think about this. So one of the videos has her driving down the road and like people are saying she was going about 90 miles an hour down this road, which is just like a neighborhood going 90 miles an hour. And then like right away you hear a crash and she crashes into the car or into the house. So when we were doing our, false flag episode on the Las Vegas shooter, some of the people that came out talking about the shooter, they about nine of them died and a couple of them died in a car crash. And this potentially could have been, this was like, oh, because there was an article that came out saying that they now have the technology to control cars remotely. And then a couple months later, some of these people die in a car crash that looked like they couldn't stop the car. And that was what was being reported. And there was about like 9 deaths during that time. So it's just kind of crazy because I didn't really think about that when I'm watching it. Cause they're like, oh, she was on drugs. You could see like, you know, in like the Daily Mail article. So Lindsay, if you pull up that first article from the Daily Mail, that actually has a lot of photos and a lot of good stuff in it. And they state in that article that she's in stable condition, that she woke up, that she's like, was trying to get up off the stretcher. I mean, they state everything that happens in the photos and they don't update the article. So it's like, oh, she's in stable condition and it looks like she'll be okay. And that's how they end the article, literally. So I don't know. It's all kind of Yeah. Okay. So that's her. Yeah. So that she does have a shirt on. That's her shirt. It's just is kind of burnt. And then they're circling that as in like saying that's the alcohol that's in her car. And then this is her car.
None of this looks like this does not look this looks like it was it happened to her. How often do you see a car crash like that burned?
Well, and of course, as you pointed out, Rob, to me at least, that she was making this human trafficking movie.
Yeah, so the crazy thing is that I guess Anne Heche has, you know, from what I understand, she had a pretty rough childhood. She was abused a lot of her life. She had her run-in with Ellen DeGeneres. That didn't go very well. She said it ruined her career. I think she probably decided that she was going to do something about, you know, we live in a climate now where, you know, Jeffrey Epstein has been accused of and found guilty of and died because they were trying to hide a lot of the stuff that he did. So Anne Heche was probably trying to further that a little bit, thought it was a good time. She was going to produce a human rights sex trafficking film. And what I think is very weird about this is like all of the headlines, like I saw a bunch of them all together and they were all saying how she like that she's died, but that they're going to publish her film anyway. Like all of them made a point to say that they were publishing her human trafficking, her sex trafficking film anyway. And what I think is very strange about this is the theater revolved around saying that Anne Heche died and then making the point that they're all saying that they're still going to publish this human trafficking film, almost as if to say they're editing it. Like whatever comes out is not going to be what she wanted to come out. It's going to be something else, and almost seem to be making an example of any stars who would do something like this, that this is what's going to happen to you. Because exactly. Why publish all of that and why communicate that in the press that much, unless that was the message that they were trying to send out to everyone.
Exactly. And the other thing, and Lindsay, if you type in your name, Lindsay, there's another video. She was in a movie that was exposing chemtrails and it was getting people sick and they were trying to find out why. And the answer in the movie was chemtrails.
So, you know,
I didn't know that.
The other thing is too,
this is it here, but I'm sorry, Rob.
That's okay. The people who think about the media making this big deal about still publishing her human trafficking film. Usually when people die and they've been in the middle of a film, way more people will go to see that film. Like, for instance, when Stanley Kubrick died and Eyes Wide Shut was just coming out, more people went to see the film because Stanley Kubrick died. More people went to see Dark Knight Returns because Heath Ledger died. And it was a good film. But the thing is they know, too, that more people will go see this film if Anne Heche dies. And then if it's an edited version of whatever she was going to do, they can control the narrative very easily. Mm-hmm. So these are also some weird things about this entire situation that I think if we're dealing with enemies, if we're dealing with evil people, this is probably like what is going through their head and how to handle this.
Yeah. So this is this movie called
Toxic Skies.
Toxic Skies. Yeah. And it's all about chemtrails and making people sick. It's just really interesting. I've never even heard of it, actually. I just came across it like researching all of this. And of course, like everyone knows about her relationship with Ellen, and which started came out publicly right after she made the movie with Harrison Ford, 6 days and seven nights, or 7 nights and 6 days, whatever it is. And she said it destroyed her career. and that Ellen DeGeneres was constantly controlling every aspect of her life. Like, she would control what she would wear when she went to the, it was the Oscars during that time. She didn't want her to like dress up at all and just look kind of boyish. And she wasn't happy with what she was wearing. She was really miserable. And she left her in the middle of the night. And she said she was like super controlling. So this was written in a book that she came out before her death. And I think Ellen broke her silence kind of talking about it, but it was just pretty general what she was saying. But yeah, it, you know, all of this really, really made me start thinking about this. And it was weird because her family originally said that they were, she was in stable condition. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, she's not. But it's like, if you look at the videos, she, like, I was expecting her to be like super burnt. So the question is, what happened when they got her in the ambulance, and why did it take 30 minutes to get her out? The guy who witnessed it, he heard it. He's the one who filmed it on his camera. He was out there the moment the crash happened. He was able to help the woman who owned the home get out with her cats. And then it's like, so he was trying to get out Anne, and then he realized who it was. And she was like making noises like she was alive and everything. And then he said it took the fire department 30 minutes to get her out. And it just, it doesn't make any sense at all. And then they're like, then you have the impression that she's like totally burned and she's in this like body bag. And then she just like gets up. And it's like, aside from like having burns on her body, it, you know, and, but it's like, you don't know about people's organs internally, but it's like, if she was in like a body bag and obviously she was talking to the guy that, that originally was there on the scene. It's just, all of this is weird and doesn't make any sense. Like, once I started looking at it, I'm like, dude, this doesn't make any sense at all. And if it wasn't for this human trafficking thing, I probably wouldn't even started, you know, really thinking about why and what was going on. So I just wish more of the media would report, you know, it was the, like more of the media report on her getting up, and they're not really, that's the thing I think I have, I'm kind of like a little bit bothered by, but, yeah. So I don't know, I guess my conclusion with all this would be something seems amiss. What do you think, Rob? I think that, I honestly think that something happened. And again, we don't know like if her car was being controlled or not. That's but the if you problem.
Look at, dude, if you look at over the last like 5 years, all the people that have died, but that were all the people that have died, but that were doing something on the side to expose something major, either human trafficking wise or corruption wise, or having to do with children, child sex trafficking, child trafficking. It's crazy. Like, tons of those stars have passed away. This is why no one in Hollywood is willing to come out and say what they believe right now. Who knows who's on the other side of their phone? Who knows what contracts they've signed? And they're being very quiet. And even the ones that are out there pushing it a little bit are guys like Joe Rogan, you know, and he's like, he's very careful. But mm-hmm. then I know from having friends who either have had him on the phone or have, you know, are in touch with people who talk to him regularly, like, he's playing the game very carefully. Like, very carefully, because he's got the biggest podcast in the world. Well, you know, I mean, I think so. I mean, I don't think
he does.
He does. Yeah.
I don't think anyone has anything bigger than him. I mean, maybe like radio shows, but that would be a little different, you know, I'm sure. But he has a lot of listeners, more than anyone on TV right now. That's for sure. So,
whew. Well, you guys, we're about to go over to rise.tv, and Ben's got something quite special to show us, don't you, Ben?
Yeah, I do. So I found some collections of, like, speaking of UFOs, I found some collections of UFOs that are really pretty fascinating. Rob and I will go into those along with some personal ones that I took that you guys have not seen, because I took it when I was in
Ben
Miami.
Took these himself, yeah, of crazy unexplained phenomena, and we're going to show it for the first time on Rise.TV. It's going to be
awesome. I mean, I actually would see like your guys' opinion about what you think I took, you know, along with some of these crafts, including a triangular craft. I didn't take that one, but I found some online that people were sharing that were pretty extraordinary. So we'll get into all that on Rise TV and get into your questions as well. So,
all right, you guys. Well, stick around, hang out with us on Rise TV. If you can support our work, it's only $9.99 a month to keep the lights on and everything. And we show you pretty rad stuff over on Rise.TV. And you get to hang out with our entire community of pretty awesome people who I think are probably the healthiest people in the entire community in terms of like having their heads on straight about what's going on right now. So, yeah, we love you guys. Thanks for everything you do. And yeah, we hope to see you over there. And Lindsay, go ahead and play the trailer. Are we doing that? Yeah, we are.
What is human trafficking? How are people trafficked? Why don't we hear about it when it happens? Are the same organizations meant to protect us actually the ones orchestrating the billion-dollar human traffic industry? Join us for the newest three-part original series, Trafficked, as we shine the light into every dark corner of this reality. Trafficked Part 1, Money, Power, Rule.
Hey everyone, I'm Rob and this is Ben from Edge of Wonder. You might recognize us from YouTube, where we had a popular channel from 2018 to 2020 with videos on space, spirituality, the human body, and forbidden history.
Yeah, our content covered everything cool that we found information on, which the mainstream either couldn't or wouldn't talk about.
Our channel had over 500,000 subscribers and we had more than 45 million views. But then we were censored and demonetized without warning for daring to look deeper into topics and bring you the truth.
But we refused to be stopped. Now we're excited that Edge of Wonder is going live twice a week with deep dives, interviews, Q&As, and more of the content you love.
And that's not all. We've been getting lots of requests for our timeless episodes on topics like the Mandela Effect, transhumanism, communism, and more. We're happy to say we've got them all, as well as new series every month on our own platform, Rise.TV.
And don't forget my favorites like The Power of the Mind, Near-Death Experiences, Ancient Civilizations, and our Old World Order documentary series. And the list keeps getting longer.
To watch it all, subscribe to Rise.TV, where you'll get our full, original, uncensored catalog of exclusive content, and you won't want to miss our hilarious live chats with our awesome Rise community.
Yeah, it's like we're all family over there with lots of hope and, of course, humor.
And until next time, we'll see you out
on the edge
of wonder.
All right, guys, welcome back to Rise TV.
Welcome back, Ben.